Okay, let's talk more about this breaking news at this hour with my guests here. Benham Bentaleblou is with me, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and our colleague Hasha Jornedi, he's the BBC Persian Washington correspondent. Gentlemen, it's great to have you both in the studio. On this momentous day, the U.S. and Israel launching strikes on Iran, Iran then launching strikes across the region, it says, in retaliation. Hasha, I want to start with you because you have been in touch with contacts in Iran, in Tehran. What have you been hearing?
Well, what I've been hearing in the past couple of hours after the announcement that there is a possibility of Ayatollah Khamenei being killed is that the sense I'm getting is a sense of it's a celebratory mood in Tehran and other places I've talked. Many people left Tehran, evacuated Tehran as the war started, and many of them have the habit of going to the southern coast of the Caspian Sea. The city's there, people have villas, they go stay there. The roads are full of traffic, cars are on standstill. The moment the possibility of death was announced, people just get out of their cars and start dancing. There are videos on social media from Tehran. You're seeing firecrackers, you're hearing people celebrating, cheers erupting in the capital. So many people, they haven't forgotten that last month, thousands of people were killed while the government tried to suppress the protests. They haven't forgotten this. And that was the last chapter of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's leadership, 36 years of leadership, as Lise Doucet just said. Yeah. So that was the closing chapter of his rule, if it's verified that he's been killed. People haven't forgotten that. That's why you're seeing what you see today in Tehran, other parts of the country. You hear people are cheering up. They're happy. That's the reason.